just kidding. I'm just kidding. Only show people out when I know they'll be comfortable with it. Don't worry. Anyway, so yeah. So if you want to meditate, you go meditate, because that's the importance of your soul and your spirit and protecting your life force. Who else out there? Do you meditate with your partner? Does anyone else out there do mutual, you know, relationship meditating? I really suggest it. It's awesome. It's great. It's great. I do shamanic healings and drumming. It's awesome, you know. He's like, you know, it's good. It's good. It's creepy and it's good. No, I'm just kidding. So I'm having a blast here. Wow, there's a giant mushroom on this screen, and I'm so excited about this giant mushroom that I'm looking at. Woo! I'm excited anyways, because I'm having a good time. You ever seen, like I said, The Warriors, quoting. What's his name? Can somebody text me the name of the guy who does The Warriors? I don't know. I just like doing things like that. Why'd you kill Cyrus? Because I'm having a good time. And he was on Twin Peaks. Yeah, that dude is out of control. He's very entertaining to watch. So, anyway. So, woo! We are here with another hour. No, we're going to be here for another 2 hours. 3 to 5. Wow, I was just like, oh my God, I do have two more hours here. Reality just hits. Reality just sunk in. It gave it a real big sunkaroo. Yeah. Sunky sunko, sunkaroo, that I am actually here till 5. But you know, it's going to be a ball because I'm really excited. So stay tuned, because I have a guided meditation. I have spiritual channeling. We've got it here. We've got it here on the gospel. Can you give you a hallelujah, amen? A hallelujah, amen. Everything to make you feel good. Everything to get you going. Everything to start your week and kickstart your week here on the Paranormal Playground. Sounds? Oh, David Patrick Kelly. That's his name. Thank you. Thanks. See, this is why I get with smart guys, because they're like walking encyclopedias. Oh my God. So again, 736 Broadway in Ball Square is where Stereo Jack's records are. And if I were you, I'd go over there ASAP to get some record collection. Yes, yes, yes. That's exactly what I've been doing. Just buying records, CDs, you name it. I love it. I'm there. Oh, you know, it's like when you find gold. It's like when you find a pot of gold at the end of a rainbow. That's what Stereo Jacks is to me. So please sharing that. Please go over there. Go there. Go. Today. Go there. Now. Right now. Get up. Get up. Get up. Listen, I know you've been wanting to buy vinyl for a while, and this is a divine intervention that you need to get up and go to Stereo Jacks right now. Anyway, so my second plug-in, because I love that place so much, I'm just going to plug it up. Anyways, let's connect. How are you? How is your spirit? How is your soul? How's everything going? Are you good? Do you want some meditation life? Do you want a meditation in your world? Well, I'm going to give it to you. And after the meditation, we are going to start the channeling. Woo! Maybe some music, but also channeling. I love you. I love you. I love you. And if you are just tuning in, this is the Paranormal Playground Sounds Takeover on the Sunday service. Whoa. And on the Sunday service here, I am here from 3 to 5. Yes. Yes, meditation is coming up. And I hope you enjoy all of this. And please come connect with me on my show, my regular time slot. That is Wednesdays from 2 to 4 p.m. Please, I'm going to have an amazing guest. We're going to have an amazing time. Live music, live readings. We're going to learn about Reiki. Oh my God, I'm so excited. Yes. Please, you're not going to want to miss this. You are not going to want to miss an ounce of this. So look at the sun. It's just shining in. All right, beautiful souls, let's get ready for this meditation. Here on, it is 3:05 here in beautiful Medford, Massachusetts, and you were listening to the Paranormal Playground Sounds. I am your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio, and we are kicking it here, starting off the first hour with our guided meditation. Now, come on, come on, come on in. Let's take some nice deep inhales and exhales. Inhale, exhale. Inhale. Find yourself feeling good. Find yourself feeling warm and loved right now. Imagine as you're sitting down, you want to either lay down or sit down. Or if you're standing, you could do that. But anything that makes you feel comfortable, whether you're cross-legged, Indian style, or you're laying down, or you're reclined, you got it. You do it. Now in this moment, you're going to envision yourself with a nice white light. And now I'm picturing and I'm seeing spirits giving me a nice white and golden light. So it's gold, it's a white light, and we can call it gold plated. And it's hovering like a halo around your head. And there's just light showering down. You can feel this light showering down and protecting your body and protecting you. You can see beautiful angel wings surrounding you right now. You see all these angel wings, and that's your protection. This white light of healing energy is your shield and protection. And as you see the shield, just imagine a beautiful cloak or just a beautiful, like, shower. And the shower is a circle that is protecting you. You were right in the center of it. And you can feel roots from your feet coming all the way down to the center of the core of the earth and tying tight. You are loved. You are so loved. As you feel roots from your feet coming all the way down, tying tight. You feel joy, and you feel playful, and you feel golden, you feel magnificent. You feel so beautiful. All the things, all the obstructions, all the things that have been blocking you, or you think have been hindering you, or just holding you back, and just creating stress and anxiety, and just things that are making you feel unworthy and unloved, we're gonna let that go right now. Because there's no such thing. When we are here with spirit, there's no such thing. There's no such thing. For it is only the ego that creates this illusion of not enough, lack, doubt, worry, fear. It is only the ego. We come back and we erase it. We just kind of picture yourself knocking it down. Picture all these pillars that say ego, unloved, unworthy, undesired, scarcity. You can see these pillars and you just knock them down. If you have a baseball bat or you just want to do it with your hand, just knock all of these negative things down. Knock all these things down. You run and you knock them down. All these things that make you feel disempowered. All these things that make you feel less than. You just run through that field and just imagine all those pillars standing up. You see them, they're standing tall, but once you knock them down, they are not tall at all. They were nothing. They were nothing scary. You can feel how flimsy and light and non-threatening they were all along when you get to them and you're able to knock them down. And you realize how much more you weigh. You realize how much bigger you were. You realize how much more life you have in you once you knock these pillars down. and you stand there victorious. You stand there smiling victorious, jumping up and down as you see all these pillars of hate, fear, worry, anxiety on the floor that you knock down like bowling pins. And if you need to do some more destruction of that doesn't serve you, you know, you could keep hitting the pillars if you want to stay there in this victory and keep jumping up and down, letting it out. Just release it. You've suffered long enough. It's time for you to release that. It's time for you to release the angst and worry and the fear. Now that you've got that all out of your system, you find yourself just surrounded by white light everywhere you go. You surround yourself as you sit down. You get in a meditative position. You have a big smile on your face while your eyes are closed, and you can hear the beautiful love of spirit shining down on you. Thank you, infinite spirit. Thank you, infinite presence. You see all kinds of faces of your loved ones that come in and out. They come to play with you. They come to love you. They come to nurture you. They come to validate your truth. They come here to assure you that you are magnificent. If you felt that you were less than, if you ever felt undeserving of something, you just remember these angels. You remember these angels surrounding you in light and love and good. Breathe it out. See how much your energy and your energy level raises when you see all of your angels washing you and cleansing you, and you see the faces of your loved ones come and join you, hug you and give you joy and love. They have a gift for you. They have a beautiful gift for you. They have a beautiful clock. They have a beautiful stopwatch. An old-fashioned clock, those ones that you open, the pocket watches, the ones that you open up, connected to a chain. Now, they're giving you this pocket watch because they want you to understand it's a pocket watch where it's a clock that doesn't work, but the handles you see from the clock, you can move the arrows anywhere you want because this is your time to decide your limitless self. The pocket watch represents your limitless self, and it represents that there's no such thing as time. It represents no such thing as not enoughness. And this represents how expansive you are. It represents infinity. So you get to set the time. You get to stop it. You get to start it because you are infinite. Always remember that. And always remember. And if you want to use this as a symbol, the pocket watch, or clocks as a sign that your symbol, that your spirit guides are here with you. Every time you see an old-fashioned watch or any clock or anything of that nature, you are just reminded that your spirit guide is here. So if you see a clock today, you see a stopwatch, you see one of those pocket watches or old-fashioned pocket watches or old-fashioned clocks, you just remember that that was a symbol that your angels were there with you. They were right there with you. When we ask for signs, they come and they reveal themselves. Take this in and take nice deep inhales and exhales. Thank you, Infinite Spirit. You are magnificent. You are magnificent self. You are true experience. Now your angels leave you with all their love, and they leave you with this remembering of your infinite self. So the next time we step into disempowerment, we remove this and realize that we are infinite spirit. We are not our bodies. We are not our physical self. We are not our identities or the world we've attached ourselves to. And that anything that is trying, anything that seems stressful shall pass. It shall pass, and you shall be healed with love and light. You are the essence of true beauty. You shine so victorious. You shine so much. You are true expansion in the face of adversity. You are pure love. You are so beautiful. Infinite Spirit wants you to know how beautiful you are. How glorious, how magnificent you are. You are divine. You are divine. You are. When you are ready to come back, open up your eyes and give a nice big smile. Feel how good it feels to be so loved from the depths of your soul to your core. Feel how good that is, that cleansing. Doesn't that cleansing just feel good? And just truly being able to be grounded. Feeling grounded. Feeling joy, feeling so magnificent. Feeling the peace within. Take a few minutes to still be with this, to let yourself feel all the good feelings that want to come to you. Let yourself still feel how good it is to be loved by the unseen. Your spirit team loves you. I love you. We all love you. With this love, please stay tuned. We are here for another hour and a half, brilliant hour and a half. So many good things coming in. And I'm going to play some more, you know, awesome paranormal playground sounds tunes. And we'll come and I will be back with the channeling, with the live channeling. Open up your heart and understand your infinite nature. Understand how good it is to be loved. Because I truly, truly love you in this beautiful place called now. Okay, so if you're just tuning in, this is the Paranormal Playground Sounds Sunday Service Takeover, and it's all spiritual here. And if you're just joining for the first time, I am Mariah Merlinite, the Boston medium, a psychic medium. And I am bringing it here. Here, we play music, and we are all about music through the spirit world. That was a guided meditation, and that is something I usually do. Please join me on my regular time slot, Wednesdays from 2 to 4. Please, next week, we'll actually be here from 2 to 5 next week. And I have a Reiki healer. You are not going to want to miss this. She is a Reiki healer and a singer. And she's got her music partner, and they are doing live acoustic. And I will be giving them both live medium readings. You are not going to want to miss this. She is amazing. And she has done amazing work on me. And this is why I wanted her on my show, because y'all need to get some of this and y'all need to open up and learn about Reiki. It's amazing. So I want to leave you this with this high vibrational tune. And if you are familiar with Ali Campbell from UB40, this is his solo stuff. And he's got a beautiful, beautiful song called Happiness. And I want to share it with you. Mwah! Love you to pieces.
I was born with so much love. I burst each time the sun rises. I reserve the hurt I feel to make happy surprises. In my heaven here on earth, I found my paradise. All the laughter in my heart, I credit to your smile. Happiness is singing all the stars in your eyes. Happiness is knowing you are loved. My paradise.
heaven on earth. That's what you've made for me since the day we met. Heaven on earth, it's all been so thrilling. You've made.
Hi, this is Bill Maher asking you not to let your medical or science education go to the dogs, or rabbits, rats, or other animals for that matter. There are great new ways to learn that don't involve animals at all. More than half of all North American medical schools have dropped animal labs from their curricula. There are also great replacements for dissection and even for advanced medical procedure labs. They're less expensive than animals. They teach exactly what you need to know, and hey, the first life you save might just lick you on the face. For more information, contact the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine at 202-686-2210 or on the web at pcrm.org. Write this down, 202-686-2210 or on the web at pcrm.org. Thank you.
There's something special about it, just what I can't quite say. But there's no doubt that it's different from any other day. There are no words to exactly describe what I'm speaking of. It's just a sweet Sunday kind of love. We'll read the funnies together and watch some TV too. You can do something for me and I'll do the same for you. We'll fill the hours with things that we both most like to do. Spending the sweet Sunday loving you. Why don't we unplug the phone? Let's pretend nobody's home. Quietly just you and me. Oh, how nice that will be. All through the week I'll look back upon that sweet Sunday time, while looking forward to that special happiness we'll find. When we awaken to hear from a song heard up above, sounds of a sweet Sunday kind of love.
Right here on the Paranormal Playground Sounds. Your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium, 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio. Here we go. And that was the Beach Boys with Sweet Kinda Sunday Love. Chet Atkins, How's the World Treating You? The Platters, Heaven on Earth. Allie Campbell, Happiness. Yeah, yeah. Oh my God, the sunshine is just coming through. I gotta take pictures of this before I really should do this before I forget. It's a beautiful sight. It's just such a beautiful sight. And I'd just be wrong not to take pictures of it. Oh my goodness, look at that beauty. Look at how beautiful that is. Sweet, sweet, sweet Sunday. I just took pic. Look at that beautiful Sunday. I love it. I love you. So I promised you a channeling. I promised you a channeling. A channeling of the spirit world. And we are here. We're here. So do you want to get into this? Would you like to get into this? So here we are. What does the channeling consist of? You know, where is this going? So channeling of spirit is, you know, it's a form of inspirational speaking. And so it's going to sound a little bit like preaching the gospel, but this channeling, angelic channeling, is not for me here to tell you how to live your life or tell you what to do or try to get up here and sound holier than thou or whatever your concept is of preaching the word. It's to open, the purpose is to open up a place in your consciousness, and to be able to go into a different dimension and make a different choice, and to remind you about your higher self. It's to remind you of the innovative self. It's to remind you about the cosmic self, of who you are, and to get your day going and just really get your week going. So, you know, I used to do Sunday service in my backyard, and now I get to do it right here on FM radio. So it's really about opening up a dimension for expansiveness. It's here to open up a dimension for you to create upon and for you to just connect with spirit. So everybody who's listening, you are here. It's not an accident why you're listening and why you're tuned on and why you're here. This is no accident. This is absolutely here to, you know, expand your consciousness and to really get into it. So let's do it. So Infinite Spirit, come in. I open myself up to you to talk through me, to be through me. Use me as an instrument to connect to all that is listening and to ever who needs to hear this. Now, as we open up to the infinite channels and the infinite spirit, we are here. We're connected to the higher source of the greatest, highest good possible. Today, we're connecting. We are connecting so connectedness to so strong that we cannot even think of letting go. There is a beautiful ladder being sent down from the heavens, all the way from the cosmos down. It's a ladder for you to climb and go higher and higher and higher and higher. And you see this ladder, and it is your special ladder. It is your special personal spaceship to the cosmos, to your starseed self. That is your most personal traveling back home. You deserve to understand and know who you truly are, because who you truly are is a starseed of the magnificent. You are a starseed of the magnificent self. Right here in this moment, that ladder that's sent from the cosmos all the way down, you get to climb one by one by one. Each ladder, each rail that you climb is ascension. It is a part of your ascension. Part of your ascension, starseed self, that is welcoming you back home. And right now in this moment, Infinite Spirit is welcoming you to remember who you are again. Is inviting you to remember the alien self that you were truly here. When you peel off the layers, when you peel off the mask, when you peel everything off, you remember who you are and why you came to planet Earth. You came to planet Earth to help, to be of service. You came to planet Earth to love, all the love that you got at home from your starseed planet. You're here to share it. You're here to share the good news of the love that you get from a different planet, from your starseed home, that place that you are nurtured and loved. Because the truth is, no matter who you are, no matter where you come from, no matter how cold this world has been, even if you never had love growing up, even if you never knew what love was, even if you had it hard growing up, and whatever it is that you've done, whatever it is, guilt, shame, whatever it is that carries you, that you think carries you and think has power over you, I'm here right now, and the Infinite Spirit is here to wash that false belief away. Because the reality is, we are all here. We all decided to come to planet Earth to serve, no matter what role you are playing. Whether you are the hero, whether you are the villain, whether you are an angel, the devil, God, Christ, the Antichrist. It does not matter who you are. You came here to serve a higher purpose, because love. You are love. No matter what you've done, no matter what it is you're doing, no matter what anybody has told you, your essence is divine love. That divine love is serving us all, no matter what it looks like. See, we've been taught all along in all of our lives to see into things, to work in a certain way, a certain manner. We've been putting things in boxes and labels. This is the way that is. This is the way this is. Do it this way. No, you do it that way. this way's right, this way's wrong. And we need to clear that belief. We need to clear all of those illusions because they don't exist. Because everybody's serving everybody. Even if it is evil, even if it is good, it is all serving in the highest manner. Because we are all good. Point blank. That's it. We are all good. End of story. End of story. And we begin again. We begin again in this beautiful life. We begin again over and over, but we have free will and it is your choice to begin. Where do you want to begin, infinite power? Where do you want to begin, beautiful soul? You are here right now and it is not an accident in this time, in this moment. When you are connecting to this higher self, when you are connecting to my voice and you are hearing not me, you are not hearing the human me, you are not hearing this individual, but you are hearing us. You are hearing you. You are hearing me. You are hearing the infinite spirit. We are all one. There is no separation in this moment, and feel how good that feels to never be separate. Feel how good that feels to never, ever, ever be alone. Because you are not alone. You may think you are alone in this world, but you do not understand how vast the universe is. Look at all the stars in the sky. How could you be alone? How could you be alone with all those spirit eyes watching you? Because that's all those stars are. Those are the eyes of the greatest spirits possible. Those are the eyes, those are guardian angels watching over you. And you may think, you may have a pessimistic approach and think, well, if you were watching me, if you were there, why did this happen to me? Well, I'll tell you why it happened. Because it is an illusion. The darkness is an illusion of the soul. And the things that we think are dark, we actually do not even understand, are some people's prayers. Some of our misfortunes that we carry around are us other people's prayers. So that is why we stay close to gratitude, and we stay close every second. Wherever you are and whatever you are going through into your life right now, you think about it and think about, is it really that big of a deal, or could it be worse? Because it always could. It always could. It can always be another experience somewhere else, another level above suffering. But we are not here to discuss the suffering. We are here to discuss the glory. We are here to discuss the glorious part, because when we discuss the glory, we get more glory. We get more glory. We get more filled. We get more whole. You see, when we get more whole and we attract it, we attract more and more and more good. We get more and more good. We keep talking the good news. You keep speaking the good news right here. And that's why we are here. We are here, and it was Tesla. It was Nikola Tesla who was on the verge of communicating with aliens through radio. We are able to do that. We're doing that right now. We are connecting with aliens through radio right now. This is the channeling. Who do you think Christ was, or the Christ consciousness? Oh, he was a super being. He was a super being. An alien. Yes. And you are the super being Christ consciousness yourself. You are Christ. You are the magnificent I am presence. As you are the magnificent I am presence, you are everywhere and anywhere, all at the same time. You are the omnipresent victory. You say it loud and proud that you are I am. You are I am the omnipresent victory. The omnipresent victory. That knows itself, and you know who you are, you know what you want, your higher self knows. Even if you feel lost right now in this moment, even if you feel lost and you have no clue who you are or what you're doing, that's all fun and games. It's just a game. It's just play. It's just make-believe. You're just here to play make-believe in this silly, silly human costume. Oh, you are just a cute piece of infinity floating around. You are such a cute piece of infinity floating around that we had to give you a costume so you could get some gravity and stay right here. You needed to get some gravity and stay right here in the infinite presence. We wanted you here. Something wants you here. Something wanted you here in the infinite presence to stay connected, to stay gold, to stay in magic. You are the infinite joy. And as the sun sets right now, and as the sun is setting right now on this beautiful January day, as the sun is beautifully setting right here, and as I look out this beautiful window and look at beautiful Medford, Massachusetts, I'm understanding right now we are connected to a higher power and a higher self. I am no longer who I thought I was before. I am a changed person, you see, but I am a changed entity. I am no longer what I thought because something has taken over. Something has taken over me. Something has taken over you. You are this magnificent force that keeps going and going and going. Oh, you infinite soul, you are so beautiful, dear infinite presence. How beautiful that you are. How beautiful that you are, infinite one, infinite presence, infinite joy. Oh, mwah, mwah, mwah. Kiss yourself, love yourself. Feel that love explode through your heart and let it travel faster than the speed of light. To those who are in need. To those who are in need of waking up, because, dear Starseed, that's why you came here. You came here to serve. You came here to lead. You came here to be that beautiful Starseed that you are. You are so beautiful. You are so precious and magnificent. I love you. I love every ounce of you. You are. Feel the light of God and feel joy. Feel yourself being filled with so much. You are the prize. Infinite Spirit, thank you so much. Infinite Spirit, thank you so much for all the love that you're surrounding me. Thank you for recognizing that I am, recognizing that I am the Christ consciousness, recognizing that I am Christ, recognizing all the good that is surrounding us right now in this moment. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Infinite Spirit. Thank you. So give a nice inhale, exhale. Thank you, Infinite Spirit. Thank you so much for everyone tuning in to the Paranormal Playground Sounds on this beautiful Sunday here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Raise your spirit high to the highest good right now in this moment and feel the love of God surrounding you, or feel the love of the unseen, whatever you want to call it. If you don't even believe in God, believe in yourself. That's whatever it is. Whatever. Be free. Be free. And that's all you got to do is be free. I love you. I love you. And I hope you have a beautiful day. But anyways, we are here for another hour. Yes, another hour of power. You got to know this. We are here for another hour. We are here till 5 p.m. 5 p.m. So tune in, because we got some more amazing music coming up. We got some more uplifting. Enjoy the sunset. Enjoy this beautiful winter air. Just take it in. Take it in. Just take it all in. You are so beautiful. You are so magnificent. So let's get on with more of our playlist right now. Let's get on. I think it's time for some more. I think it's time for some Johnny Cash. Don't you? I think so. I think it's time for some Cash. Here's some Johnny Cash from the Unchained album. Let's go, rowboat.
Rowboat, row me to the shore. She don't want to be my friend no more. She dug a hole in the bottom of my soul. She don't want to be my friend no more. Pick me up, give me some food to eat. In your truck, going no place. I'll be home. talking to nobody, you'll be strange, you'll be far away. Big fat moon, and my body's out of tune with the burning waves. She's a billion years away. Dog food on the floor, and I've been like this before. She is all, and everything else is small. Pick me up, give me some alcohol in your truck, playing the radio. I'll be home with the gasoline. You'll be stoned, you'll be far away.
Listening to the Paranormal Playground Sounds Takeover on Sunday Service 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Restless, might snatch your necklace, and next these might jack your Lexus. Somebody tell these who Kanye West is. I walk through the valley of the shy where death is. Top floor, if you alone, and leave you breathless. Try to catch it, it's kind of hard getting choked by the Texas. Yeah, and I check the method. They be asking us questions, harassing, arrest us, saying we eat pieces of like you for breakfast, huh? Y'all eat pieces of. What's the basis? We ain't going nowhere but got suits and cases. A trunk full of coke, rental car from Avis. My mama used to say only Jesus could save us. Well, mama, I know I act the fool, but I'll be gone till November. I got packs to move. I hope
Jesus,
God, show me the way, because the devil's trying to break me down.
Jesus,
the only thing that I pray is that my feet don't fail me now.
Jesus,
and I don't think there's nothing
Jesus
I could do now to right my wrongs.
Jesus,
I want to talk to God, but I'm afraid, because we ain't spoken so long.
Jesus,
God, show me the way, because the devil's trying to break me down. Is that my feet don't fail me now, and I don't think there's nothing I can do now to right my wrongs. I wanna talk to God, but I'm afraid, cause we ain't spoken so long. To the hustlers, killers, murderers, drug dealers, even the scribbles.
Jesus was with them.
To the victims of welfare, feel we living in hell here. Hell yeah.
Jesus was with them.
Now hear he, hear he, wanna see thee more clearly. I know he hear me when my feet get weary, cause we're the almost nearly extinct. We rappers as role models, we rap, we don't think. I ain't here to argue about his facial features, but here to convert atheists into believers. I'm just trying to say the way school need teachers, the way Kathleen needed Regis, that's the way I need Jesus. So here go my single dog, radio needs this. They said you can rap about anything except for Jesus. That means guns, sex, lies, videotape. But if I talk about God, my record won't get played, huh? Well, if this take away from my spins, which it probably take away from my ends, then I hope it take away from my sins and bring the day that I'm dreaming about. Next time I'm in the club, everybody screaming out, God, show me the way, because the devil's trying to break me down. The only thing that I pray is that my feet don't fail me now.
On that mountain, opened by God's port, out of his mouth came my Lord, in fire and smoke. Well, I promise
my Lord,
that I deny him
not,
that I wouldn't run away, Lord,
my Lord,
oh, when the battle got a heart.
In every time, Lord, I feel the spirit keep moving into my heart, and then I pray. In every time, Lord, I feel the spirit keep moving into my heart, and then I pray.
Well, I looked all around me, and everything did
shine.
I asked King
Jesus,
is it all but mine? Now I went on the
mountain,
for to have a little prayer. Oh, when I got there, Lord,
my Lord,
old Satan was there.
In every time, Lord, I feel the spirit keep moving into my heart, and then I pray. In every time, Lord, I feel the spirit keep moving into my heart, and then I pray.
Well, I promise
my Lord,
that I deny him
not,
that I wouldn't run away,
Lord,
my Lord,
and bring the battle got a heart.
Then I promise
my Lord,
that I deny him
not,
that I wouldn't run away,
Lord,
my Lord,
when the battle got a heart.
In every time, Lord, I feel the spirit keep moving into my heart, and then I pray. In